Welcome. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 161. I am your host, David Guetta, United States Army Infantry veteran. Welcome. And I welcome you back. I welcome you back to this roller coaster ride known as episode 161 of the Walking Leader Podcast. And now, without delay, buckle up. Here we go. And today, what's it about? It's about your personal values driving your commitment. It's just that simple. Your personal values drive your commitment. Now, what are your commitments? What a successful relationships. You want to make $1 million. You want to develop this awesome app. You want this. You want to achieve a goal. You have a goal. And you're going to commit yourself to it. You're going to dedicate yourself to it because you want to achieve it. Now, how long it takes and how well it is and how well received it is, it depends a lot on you and how you, what you do with it. And a lot of it has to do with your personal values. And what are your personal values? Well, you've heard them all your life, and you stop and think to yourself, and be honest with yourself. And I know I've asked you to do this in the past before. Go to the mirror in the morning when you look yourself in the eye. How long do you look yourself in the eye? Can you look yourself in the eye in the mirror? That says a lot about you when you can and can't do that. So do that. And when you answer these, ask yourself, or when I say these words, ask yourself, well, how much of this do I have? How much dependability do you have? How much, that's the personal value. How much dependability? How dependable are you to others? Some will say a lot. Some will say none. Some will lie and say, oh, a whole lot. And some will honestly tell the truth, maybe not enough. And that's the way it is. That's the way it goes. The next one is reliability. Dependability is one thing. Reliability is something else. Are you reliable? Can people count on you? Loyalty. What is your loyalty? I think this one kind of differs in every situation for everyone because we have levels of loyalty to work, levels of loyalty to the family, levels of loyalty to our friends, levels of loyalty to social interactions, and so on and so on and so on. So loyalty. Like, I'm loyal to the Astros, you know, win or lose, I'm still going to be loyal to them. That they're my team. Open-mindedness, folks, this is the 21st century. Renaissance, the age of what was that? Oh, I forgot that, right around the Renaissance era. In history, it's about being open-minded. It's about how open-minded are you to the ways of the world and that lives change, people change. There's so many different religions out there. There's so many different ways of thinking, views on politics, views on medicine, and so on and so on and so on. But being open-minded allows you to interact with those viewpoints and to entertain them. Doesn't mean you have to accept them. It just means you're willing to entertain them and kind of let them run around through your mind and understand that, hey, there's some people that like doing those things, and there's some people that don't. That's fine. But being open-minded means that, hey, there's more than one way of looking at things, more than one way of skinning a cat. You've heard that one before. That's where that comes from. Consistency. Are you consistent? Honesty. How honest are you to others and to yourself? Efficient, innovative, passionate, respectful. Courage. How much courage do you have? Sure, there'll be times when it's going to be called upon you to be the most courageous, do the most courageous thing you've ever done. And then there's going to be times that you're doing it all the time. And there's going to be times that, well, it's been a while, I don't remember. So whatever works for you. Creativity, humor, compassion, sense of adventure, motivation, positivity, optimism, passion. I said passion, didn't I? No, I didn't. I'm saying it now. Yes, I did. I said it earlier. Innovation, passion, respect, fitness. That's another one. Education, perseverance, patriotism, service to others, service to others. So what does this mean? Well, your personal values drive your commitment. Depending on how elevated all of them are, you'll get there faster because, again, you're dealing, but you'll get there in a proper time. You might not get there super fast, but you'll get there because everything is moving in the right direction. You don't have enough. Guess what? It's going to take you a while because, again, you're going to need people. They're going to need you. They're going to need them to be respectful. They're going to need to be respected and so on and so on and so on. So everything needs to work together. Everything needs to gel. And it's when you're lacking on one, it's going to slow you down. So understand that if you want your commitments to come to fruition, to actually get there, then your personal values must be at a level above or exceeding what the norm is, what the standard is, what the everyday is. Because that saying goes, if you want something extraordinary, you have to be prepared to do the extraordinary. that means you got to step it up. You have to step it up. You have no choice. So it's up to you. It's up to you now. Step it up. Step it up.
You have been listening to episode 161 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Everyone, I invite you to email me. Let me know what you think. Email me, Dave at DaveGuerra.com. Let me know what you think of this episode. Also, reach out on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, and on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. Again, go to the website. You can actually go to their website, Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit my Facebook page. Like, subscribe, follow. Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 161. Please join me next time for episode 162, where we continue our focus on lessons on leadership. And until then, remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.